As we were finishing our beers, Mario reappeared at our table with a click of his heels and a crisp salute. He had changed into fireman's gear, black hat, black boots, and a long black coat emblazoned with eye-catching yellow reflective stripes.
"Bravo, Mario," said the man at the other table.
Mario spun around to show us the words Vigili del Fuoco, firefighters, spelled out in reflective letters across his back. "When there's a fire," he said proudly, "they call me."
"And you go and help put out the fire?" I asked.
"Sometimes." "Tell me, what did you do on the night the Fenice burned? Did you help?"
"I was in Domori when I heard about it," he said, gesturing toward the restaurant. "We all came outdoors, and we could see the flames from here."
He swept his outstretched hand along the panorama on the other side of the Giudecca Canal, the littoral of the Zattari, Santa Maria della Salute, St. Mark's Bell Tower, and the island of San Giorgio Maggiore. "The sky was red," he said. "Burning pieces of wood were flying overhead all the way from the Fenice. I went home right away and changed into my uniform."
"And then you went to the Fenice?"
"No, that night my colleagues were there instead. I had to be here to direct the helicopter." Mario reached into a voluminous pocket and pulled out a pair of bright orange plastic earphones. He put them on his head. In one hand, he held a megaphone, in the other a pair of binoculars. Then, looking up at the sky above St. Mark's, he fanned his arms in imitation of a ground crew technician on the tarmac signaling to an airplane pilot. His motions were so exaggerated that he could just as easily have been taken for a man marooned on a desert island, desperately trying to catch the attention of a passing plane. "When the helicopter flew over the Grand Canal to pick up water," he said, "I gave them the go-ahead." Mario went on waving his arms and staring up at the sky with a beatific smile on his face. People walking along the quayside paused to look up, too, wondering what the commotion was about. All they could see was a peaceful daytime sky. How could they know that Capitano Mario Moro was reliving his imagined heroics of the night the Fenice burned, sending signals to a helicopter pilot who acknowledged his command with a crisp salute, then banked into a steep descent, skimmed the surface of the Grand Canal, and scooped up another tankful of water.